Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Paul's wish was finally coming through. He was being sent to Rome. Even though he was being sent as a prisoner in chains, he was still being sent, and that was okay with Paul. We're now in Acts chapter 27, and the entire chapter is one long travel log of this adventuresome trip to Rome. In fact, at the first reading, we may ask the question, why so much space given to the plots and points of the journey? Some people would say that life is like Paul's journey, full of ups and downs, like a boat on the waves with detours and crashes and running aground. But that's not what Luke is trying to teach us in this chapter. If we read it carefully, two realities come to the surface. First, the trip was wrought with tremendous difficulty. Listen to what we find in Acts chapter 27, all throughout the chapter. In verse 4, it says, the winds were against us. In verse 7, it says that they arrived with difficulty off Cnidus, and the wind did not allow us to go farther. Verse 8, that they coasted along with difficulty. Verse 9, the voyage was now dangerous. Verse 14, a tempestuous wind called a northeaster struck down from the land. Verse 16, we managed with difficulty to secure the ship's boat. Verse 17, they feared that they would run aground. Verse 18, they were violently storm-tossed. Verse 20, no small tempest lay on us. All hope of our being saved was at last abandoned. We get it, Luke. You had a tough trip. But God was faithful. There was divine determination to get Paul to Rome. And Paul, because of the Lord's plan and because of the Lord's presence with him, Paul was content. He kept his head throughout the ordeal, while others lost theirs. Paul went 14 days without eating. He escaped an execution on this trip. He shook off a snake bite that the natives figured would kill him. Why is all that? Because God had a plan and a purpose. It was God's will that Paul preached the gospel in the heart of the empire, and nothing, not storms, shipwrecks, or snakes, would stop God's plan. That's the first reality we learn from this trip. I told you there were two realities, but you have to come back tomorrow to hear the second. When you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Tim Kotikoli LifeWord broadcast. It's heard throughout Togo, Ghana, and Benin.